This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk. My guest today is teacher Chasen Buttigieg. His newest title is the young adult version of an earlier book called I Have Something to Tell You. It recounts his youth growing up in Traverse City, Michigan, including his realization that he was gay. He's Zooming with me today from his home in Washington, D.C. Chasen, welcome to Book Talk.
Hi, it's very good to be with you.
Why did you decide to publish this book with new stories for young adult readers?
I really wanted to write the book I wish I would have had in middle school. I did not have a book like this. And for a long period of my life, I thought I was the only person who was gay. I didn't have the vocabulary to describe what I was feeling. I didn't have any role models. And I wanted to write the story that would hopefully be helpful not only for teenagers today, but their parents and their teachers. I think about books as windows and mirrors, either an opportunity to see yourself reflected on the page or to peer into somebody else's life. And so my hope was write the book that you would have found useful, but also that maybe your parents or your teachers would have really found useful as well.
What's your advice for kids today?
As I've been traveling the country, 30 cities now on the book tour, and one of the things I feel like I've been saying the most is, I'm sorry on behalf of all of the adults, not all of the adults, but some of these adults in positions of power who are more focused on making your life harder and less safe rather than focusing on the real issues that we need them to focus on. The other thing is that you are not defined by your surroundings or the opinions of other people. That especially rings true for folks who are living in red and purple states. I know that they can often be mocked or criticized online by folks in bluer states who think it's just as easy as packing a bag and getting out of there. But that is home for many people. That's why I love going to red states on this book tour, having conversations about maybe you feel like you're the only one right now. Maybe you either feel like you're the only LGBTQ person or you're the only ally in your community. But such good work comes from living an authentic life or being a very active ally and letting people know that it is okay to be yourself. And I remember growing up thinking that the term it gets better sounded like a bunch of baloney, because I was wondering, well, when is it going to get better? It wasn't better yesterday. It certainly doesn't feel like it's getting better tomorrow. But it was because other people committed to making it better that it got better for me. When I ran away from home, my parents called me. I came out, my friends surrounded me and made sure that I knew that I was loved. So what I want to tell young people today is that, one, surround yourself with people who will build you up. It's much easier to hold on when other people are holding on to you. And if you feel like you're the only one, know that it truly does get better because millions and millions of people are out here like me fighting for you.
Most of our listeners might know your husband's name, Pete Buttigieg, the current U.S. Secretary of Transportation. But the family newcomers are Penelope and Gus.
Yeah.
Tell us about them.
Oh, being their dad is the best job. I walked them to daycare this morning. It's about a mile and a half walk. And I just marvel every day at how incredible they are. Gus was reading his book in our little wagon. He loves reading. He points out all the birds, the buses, the trucks. And Penelope's very precocious. She was trying to steal my coffee. And I just love being their dad. I love watching the world through their eyes. Everything is anew. And they ground me. They remind me of what's real and what matters.
You've mentioned your 30-city tour.
Yes.
And many were in red and purple states, where there already is anti-LGBTQ legislation and book bans. Are questions or were questions at those events any different by state?
Absolutely. I love going anywhere. I love having this conversation with anyone. But you sense this real urgency in red states and also a longing for belonging. People want to know that they belong, and some of our allies and folks in our community are exhausted in some of these red states. They feel beaten down and a little abandoned by either the Democratic Party or other allies across the country. They just feel like, you know, because it's so deeply red that people might not care as much. And I want to go there to remind them that I care. You have a friend in me. You have an ally in me. and I'm not ignoring you. And some of these parents are just terrified. They just want their kid to be safe and to go to school, especially parents of trans youth. They just want their kid to exist safely, and conversations are really, really important to have. I love having a conversation in communities where maybe progress has happened quicker than it has in redder areas, to remind them of what active allyship looks like, more than a t-shirt, more than a meme on social media. But in red states, I feel this sort of belonging with them, because that's kind of where I grew up. And I have seen that progress in my own community and my family. And I feel like I can show up and be a good ally and remind them that they are not alone, remind them of why this work is so important to keep young people alive and safe and to progress towards equality for everyone.
As you think back over all those different cities, what were the most common questions?
What do we do? What do I do as a parent? What do I do as a librarian? What do I do as a teacher? What do we do as a community? What do we do as a party? Because it feels so dark out there. And that conversation about active allyship, I ask folks to ask themselves, when it comes to the term ally, have you given it to yourself or have you earned it? And I think we have to ask what we are doing as allies to earn that title. Again, it's more than just posting on social media. You might have to go to a school board meeting to speak up against some of this nonsense rearing its head in our communities, banning books, attacking teachers, attacking librarians. You might have to get off the couch and do a little bit more than posting on social media. If you have time, money, power, privilege, ask yourself how you're using those things to benefit marginalized communities.
Do you feel like you're on a mission with this book?
This book, I feel more connected to a mission than the first. I enjoyed sharing a story. This book, again, I just wish I would have had it. And I have met so many young people and even teachers and adults who have read the book and have told me that they too wish they would have had this. And the students, especially when they share with me that they finally feel like they see their experience, especially in red states, reflected on the page of a book. It means so much to them, and it means so much to me to hear that.
Has your book been banned anywhere?
Not that I know of. The funny thing about it is, you know, I'm a parent and I'm a former middle school teacher, so I wrote a completely age-appropriate book. So I don't see any reason that this book would ever be challenged. I know if you go online, it's a different story because, you know, the internet's a dark and scary place sometimes, but not that I know of.
And is there anything we didn't cover here that you'd like to add?
You know, the one thing that I've really appreciated having the opportunity to tell parents is to ask them to please tell your kids that they are loved unconditionally. I know my parents loved me, but we never talked about LGBTQ people. We never talked about the fact that it was okay to be gay. We didn't have any role models. And when I came out, I was so convinced that they would hate me that I ran away from home and had my parents just sat me down and said, we want to let you know that it's okay to be yourself, whether you're gay or straight, or whether you want to dance or play football or be a scientist or an auto mechanic, whatever you want to be, whoever you are, we will love you unconditionally. And that 10-second conversation can save lives. So I hope parents take that to heart and think about the ways in which we tell our children that they are loved unconditionally.
Thank you. My guest is Chasen Buttigieg, author of I Have Something to Tell You, published by Athenaeum. This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure chatting with you.